Big G, I put a thousand jumpers up. Word to Dapper J, I put a thousand jumpers up. When I'm ending off my day, I put a thousand jumpers up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Gerald Dapper J. My co-host is Rob Bobby G. And the place to be.
That really wasn't your name.
If it wasn't Jarrell?
You've just been lying to people for years.
Okay.
Damn.
I don't know what to say to that, but man.
Niggas be deep cover, bro.
For sure. I would have been in deep cover. I've known you since 2008.
Known you. How well do you even know somebody?
Again, if I had class with you, I know people from high school, like their first and last names, bro. Like in college, I don't really have to know their last name. High school, I know your name, bro. Like, it's different.
Do you?
You saw my report card. I saw your report card.
Is this like a blackmail thing though?
No.
I'm too grown to get a beat. And you're like, you can't snitch on me, bro.
I didn't say.
I'm just saying, man. That's crazy. Why would you bring that up?
So anyway, there's been a lot that's happened. But we're going to get to what's the most important thing. As you guys know, if you're a fan of the show, we're Commanders fans. And the NFL draft took place. Also, I want to say shout out to all the men who are in relationships. Because Taylor was like, oh, because usually I'm old, right? I'm washed, whatever you want to say. We watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. That's our thing. We watch that together. I'm like, yeah, we're not really watching Jeopardy today. She's like, why not? I'm like, the NFL draft is on. Okay. And I'm like, that's more important. Like, I'm trying to see who we get. And then that's Thursday, but it came on at 8, so we were still able to watch Jeopardy. She's like, you can watch your little draft. Whenever they call it a little, that's when you know they're a little irritated, right?
Already.
And then I'm like, all right, bet. Friday, the draft started at 7, so we definitely not watching Jeopardy. But hey, just letting you know, got my food. Thank you, because it's her weekend to pay. I'm like, thank you for dinner. I'm about to watch the draft. How long is it going to be? All night. Go watch your little draft. Then Saturday, she goes out with a friend. What are you going to be doing? Watching the draft. Like, you know what it is. I ain't doing nothing. It's the draft, bro. Like, that's what it is, bro. Like, yeah, go have fun with your little draft. Your team not going to do nothing anyway. I'm like, okay, I'm still going to watch.
11 yeah, wins. You know.
Hey, man, we got the quarterback, bro. We got Jaden.
They say we got the best draft in the league.
We smoked this draft.
The one pick I'm not sure about, everybody saying is the greatest pick. So,
with a tight end?
No, the tackle, the D tackle.
Oh, yeah, no, he's dope. He wasn't supposed to go that late.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's what people keep saying. So
yeah, like, that was a best player available. And then the fact that we traded with Philly and got two additional second round picks. Yeah, bro. Like we smoked the draft. Before I get into us specifically, the best drafts, we're in the conversation. Baltimore killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh did their thing. Kansas City did their. You gotta give them respect. Kansas City went crazy. I would say the Giants, bro. Giants did well, bro. Giants did well. San Fran did well.
Who did Giants get?
They got some people, bro. They got Malik Nabers, so they got a really fire receiver.
Did they get a quarterback?
I don't know. But I don't know if it matters. It matters. It don't matter, though. Like, Malik's still going to eat. We got to deal with that 2 games a year, bro. But I will say, like, just in general, I'm loving – I think what made this draft interesting, the fact that 15 picks in a row were offensive players, like, that's never happened in the history of the draft.
That was crazy. It was
wrong. So because of that, good defensive players fell where they shouldn't have fallen. It's like, wait a minute. Like, Johnny Newton was supposed to be a top 15 pick. But if all 15 are offensive players, they not picking Johnny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So I think Johnny was more of like, one, Adam Peters is coming from San Fran, where they have a lot of just depth on the D-line, and he's a blue chipper. Plus, it's like, why not improve our D-line? Like, that's our bread and butter anyway. We got two dogs, but hey, let's get another one.
Look, man. I'm happy.
Well, I'm ecstatic. We did our thing. Like, I think just to see, like, getting Jaden was like, okay, cool. Because, again, we didn't know, like, he was the quote-unquote favorite, but it's like, are we going to get Drake May? Is this J.J. McCarthy rumor real? Like, we don't know what we're going to get. And so the game,
if we ain't got like, Drake May, I'd have been a little bit mad, but it's been cool.
I think for me, I'm like, we've been McCarthy. Now JJ's is gonna be a little bit better than I thought. I thought he was horrible. He's not horrible. Bo Nix is horrible to me.
If we stayed at number two,
no, and that's what I'm saying. Two isn't
JJ McCarthy.
Two is way too high. So I think for us, it was just saying like we really got a lot of defensive players. And then I think the tight end, Ben Sennett, nah, he's about to do wonders with us, bro. Like, it was funny. Rob was like, oh, we got a tight end. This is day one. We got Zach Ertz. And I'm like, fam,
this nigga we're getting a tight end. Why was he angry at me when I said that? I literally had just was scrolling the timeline and just said out loud, oh, we got Zach Ertz. This nigga said, we need to draft the tight end.
Yeah, I'm like, Zach is 45, bro. Like,
I never not said that. Okay, we didn't need a tight end. Just saying.
So I think let's do it like this. First round, obviously the biggest shocking trade or draft was Michael Penix Jr. And Rob, we've seen several shocking moves. That's up there for me as one of the most, like, I was watching on ESPN. I don't know. I think you were watching NFL Network. So on ESPN, they were like, yeah, Adam Schefter said they might get a quarterback. And I'm like, no way. They're not about to do this. No, man. And then they just show Michael Penix. I'm like, they're really about to get him. Oh, wow. Like, I was stunned, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you got a quarterback that's coming off an injury.
So correct.
You draft Achilles another at that. Quarterback who's an older prospect who has his own sketchy injury past.
Mm-hmm.
And people are talking about if he sit 3-4 years.
He not sitting, bro. It's literally whenever Kirk messes up, it's like, all right, Kirk. That's cool.
Kirk at most got 1 year, bro. Because the moment he gets to the playoffs, he going to chuck their future away, and they're going to go, nah, he got to go.
But you also got to think about it from this perspective. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. In a fully healthy Kirk Cousins season, they're going to win 10 games. They're going to get to the playoffs, which means you're not going to be able to get a good quarterback in the future. You're not going to be able to get a Shador, Cam Ward, or whoever else there may be out there in the future. So it's like you get Penix. Penix has amazing upside. And if Raheem Morris and that staff was looking at Penix in a way they were looking at Matthew Stafford, because that's what they said. He. I haven't seen no one throw it like him since Matt. And I'm like, oh, if you compare him to Matt Stafford from a throwing perspective, and you just came from the Rams, then, hey, bro, he go get you a Matthew Stafford. You know what that looked like. So that was interesting. Again, seeing the Colts get like a defensive Liatu from UCLA, I was talking to Ed, and I'm like, man, that's fire. One, it was funny. He was like, y'all on Brock Bowers. And I was like, what pick are you? He's like, 16. I was like, I'm not getting him. So when he was falling, I was like, wow, they really might get Brock Bowers. And then the Raiders get him with the 14th pick. I was like, dang, bro. Hate to see it. Oh, well. But they made up for it. They got Adonai Mitchell at the 52nd pick. That's a tremendous get. I didn't think he would fall nowhere near that far. The Bills getting Keon.
I wanted us to get a receiver earlier.
I would have been cool with it, but I mean, I like Luke.
Like you said, Mitchell wasn't a bad pick, and he kept falling. So, like,
yeah, and I'm like, Luke McCaffrey pedigree.
But I mean, we really just need a slot receiver.
Yeah, and he's a better slot receiver than what we've had.
Yeah,
he's
6'2", run a 4.4. Yeah, I'm not mad at the pick. Like, they got a good pick.
Yeah, we gonna be straight.
I'm not mad at the
pick. And like, we got good old linemen. Like, we did everything right, bro. Only thing you could argue, like, we got linebackers that were big. We got safeties. Dog, get Mike Sarin still from Michigan. You was like, why we get all these dudes?
Why is our whole secondary 20 pounds? This is crazy.
Bro, Mike is fire, bro.
Every
Nick
time,
Saban said,
"Bro, this he is be, this he take the best me back power. To David Emerson, bro. Every time we get a corner or something, they always say he led the NCAA in interceptions, and I'd be like, that shit don't work out.'
No, I think we weren't using people correctly either. One, two, the way Mike plays, like he's a nickel, so he's a slot corner. He attack. He don't run from any smoke." He got good.
Care if you got if you brave,
hands, the instincts.
Breland was
like,
brave.
No, like he looked
every
like
week.
we gonna be solid, bro. Like I'm looking at our defense, they're gonna be ferocious. We got linebackers, bro. Like that means something. Shout out to Philly for getting Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I thought that was cool, but I'm like. Outside of that, ain't no one got a linebacker in our division. Oh, now we're about to feast. CJ Stroud said the best on their streams. Like, yo, Jaden got the best setup. He got a setup like mine. Come in, new system, new energy. You already got good weapons. Yeah, our old line was better than theirs. But they got some dogs at receiver, at running back. They got a good defense. Don't sleep. And I'm like, hey, man.
It's all about this, all right? First of all, it's all about this. What the fuck is Cliff Kingsbury going to do with the offense?
We're about to be creative, bro.
And I respect, and I'm cool because we got Eckler. Because he is a, you know, more of a receiving type back. So, like,
for sure.
He's definitely on, like, the versatility end.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm not mad at our defense. I think our defense is going to be pretty good.
I think it's going to be too. I think we get to finally see how good St. Juice can be. I think our safety.
You still have him?
Yes, we still have him. We Fuller left.
Damn, Fuller we left. Got Fuller, man. What the fuck?
We weren't trying to pay him the money he wanted to be paid. Not that he's not good, but we weren't trying to blow the bag. I think Fuller got like a, I don't know, it was 8 or 10 million, something like that. But I'm looking at our secondary, they're young. The safety we got from Washington is in the mold of like what Dan Quinn has coached in the past, what he's coached in Dallas, what he's coached in Seattle and in Atlanta. So I'm looking like, okay, we have a lot of versatility, a lot of just angry individuals who just want to go hit things. I'm with that. Smoke, like, we need intimidation. We haven't had an intimidating defense since Sean was alive. We have. I want that back.
I mean, for sure.
And if we can have that, if we can have that to go along with a young QB who's quick, decisive, can throw a really good deep ball, nice touch. My only thing with Jaden, he's fast. I just don't want him getting blown up. We went through it enough with Robert. I don't need to see that again. But no, I like our chances. I can't wait to see how we look training.
Different, okay? Robert came at the tail end of where you could still die. They killed him. They were doing wrestling moves to him.
They did. I saw the Haloti Nada thing with my two eyes in person. I was there, bro, on the 50, dog. Like, you don't got to tell me twice. I've never been in a stadium where it was silent, bro. So I think no, we in a good standing. It was really cool just to kind of just play like, bam, we're being a functional franchise. We're not, you know, trading up for a freaking long snapper like we did last year, or trade up for a D tackle that was a fifth round value that we get in the second. Like, we really did things the right way. And if you look at their, like, their RAS scores,
we still got, oh boy.
These dudes are athletic freaks. Like, we need that. It's like, oh, you can do what? Oh, you got a 40-inch vertical? Yeah, come on down, bro. Like, we need stuff like that, bro. Also, big shout out to have three first-rounders from the DMV. That's fire. That's super fire.
I mean, you stay winning.
Caleb, Olu, and Chop. That's cold, man. So, definitely want to give a big salute to that. That's to do that in a day. Like, someone from Wise got drafted, Kyrie Jackson. He got drafted in like the fourth or fifth round. Someone from Flowers is made was an undrafted free agent. So it was like, all right, cool. We cooking. So yeah, we out here, you know. But no, I think with the draft, it felt good to really watch that and know, like, we're going to be solid. Now I can't wait to look at more dudes on tape to see, like, how well they could be used. Yeah, we good, man. Like you said, you know, some of the other teams, they don't give us the hope. The Commanders, they going to give us.
Like I said, we do, we get bro. 11 wins, man. Let's go. And playoffs. And if we get to, when we get to the playoffs, whatever happens.
I want us to be good consecutive years. It was funny when we got Jaden, Ellie was like, dang, I really want y'all to get JJ McCarthy. And then he texted me later on. He was like, nah, you guys are actually doing well. I'm like, I know, right? We're doing good. When the you got Nick Saban saying, nah, that was dope. Or me and the times like, yo, the Commanders are drafting all my draft crushes. Everyone I wanted, they're getting.
When she said that, I was like, respect.
I was like, yep. This, and it was funny. They was because Atlanta traded the pick before us to get a D tackle from Clemson, and then the next pick we got Johnny Newton, and they were like, this is the Rager Jefferson of defensive tackles. How like, you know, that happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah. We gonna be solid, bro. So I'm really excited, man. Shout out to the NFL draft. I can't wait to see how they do going forward. I'm not buying a Jaden Daniels jersey yet. We win a playoff game. Oh, it's getting copped. it's getting copped.
Yeah, Heisman winner. We already know he about to be another legend. I'm happy. We got a black quarterback again.
You got a black quarterback. He mobile. He got swag.
That's my quarterback.
He make TikTok, so some people might get mad because I'm like, he do that. But hey, you do whatever you want, you pop it.
Yeah.
He young, bro.
I did three corny, so we cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so anything else you want to say about the draft? Any surprises outside of Penix, or that you noticed other drafts where you were like, nah.
Brendan Rice, he fell.
Yeah, the Chargers, they started slow, but they did all right. They got Ladd and Brendan. That should be interesting. They're going to run the ball a lot. I thought it was going to get Blake Corum, honestly. So when the Rams got Blake, I was like, oh, okay, that's surprising. One thing I will say I love about the draft is seeing the players' reaction when they find out that, you know, their life has changed. They made the NFL and they're with their family and them getting more like that. That does it for me. I'd be watching like, bro, this is beautiful, man.
You know,
like,
crazy.
What's every that?
Time they show the mama boxing out the girlfriend.
I mean, the girlfriend, if you're not a wife or a fiance or the mother of that person's child, is like, let the parents get, let them get their moment. Then you can get a hug or kiss. But nah, you know what it is. Like,
yo, so, y'all wildin'. Y'all know we can see y'all.
You just, because again, like, what was it, 2 years ago when the girlfriend was all on the dude lap and the mom was trying to like hug and they was like, no, y'all gotta have that talk earlier. Like, let the parents get their moment, dab up the brother, the cousin, or the best friend. But no, nah, it's been beautiful to see that, man. You know, instant millionaires. So to see that, it's no better feeling. Before we get to the NBA playoffs, we got some breaking news. My favorite player, one of my GOATs, Candace Parker, officially announces her retirement. Three-time champion, three-time gold medalist, defensive player of the year, two-time league MVP, the only WNBA player to be rookie of the year and MVP in the same season, two-time national champion, the real CP3. Not let me not do that. That's messy. What'd you say? You're gonna say that? Former difference. She's still a difference maker, but top 10. Salute. Top 10 player all time. We could really argue higher, but I'm gonna let him cook.
No, you can't, because we just went through this.
No, you got the six, bro.
She's not top five. You go from top 10, then you go to five. Who stopped at seven? She not five.
We could argue top five, but it's cool. Right, again, her and Maya Moore were my two favorite players growing up. So
man, I got Asia Wilson and Lisa Leslie. So one of my
she helped Asia playing. Get a ring.
She helped Asia get a ring.
Yeah, her and, leadership, her knowledge.
Yeah, and she picked
her
she
wisdom.
She was a vet, so she knew the right tiles to pick. You know, she knew all the good masseuses. You know, she didn't send her to Deshaun Watson.
Anyway, shout out to Candace. Like, that's big, man. Honored to
have. Nah, she's definitely a legend, man, for sure.
To see her play and all that. Like, yeah, she's dope. And she's again, basketball. The WNBA starts next week. I really might get that league pass. It's like $30, $30, $40. I might do that, really lock in with the W. It should be a really good season, but let's talk about the NBA playoffs. The first thing, your Lakers did not get swept last night. They lived to fight another day. Are you one of the Laker fans that thinks
I'm sleeping on you little bitch ass niggas, man? All y'all little dick eaters was out there trying to talk about my team like we was getting swept, man. Take those brooms, shut up your ass, bitch.
Are you believing in the? Yeah, I could come back from a 3-0 deficit. That's what some Laker fans are saying.
I'm saying what you were about to say was wild.
Pause. I don't even know what I was going to say, but okay.
Come down. And I said, what?
All right, dog.
It was wild. And I said, this nigga's crazy. But yeah, we take it one game at a time. Okay, it'd be different if we had tried our best. And we had just never led. They just kept beating us decisively. And then we, like, played really inspired game four and won one. It'd be like, okay, at least it was good enough to not get swept. We had to lead every fucking game.
Yeah.
Bro, it's the same. I told them earlier this. They don't fear us, and we don't fear them. They have not shut us down when we played them, and we have not shut them down when we played. Every time that we lost the lead, it's because possession. Every time we got up, we start doing dumb shit and going away from what we did to get up. And every team, let's go to a rope. But the best, the great ones, is the ones that can, you know, grab the rope again. We just start bullshit, and then they tie the game, and then it's a whole new game, and then we lose. Last night, we just stayed locked in. That when we were supposed to let go of the game, we had a couple possessions where we started bullshitting, but then we got back focused. Yes. Like, so, I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to win three more in a row. I'm just saying I won't be surprised when we do.
Okay.
Like, it's over, though. And then we're going to be the favorites to win the championship.
Okay.
But, I mean, we really built for this, man. What can I say? LeBron James, the best player.
It's not Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, 25 and 23. Like,
that would make him the best player.
No. LeBron is still the leader. Anthony Davis going to stack up some numbers for sure. But it was LeBron that got that swipe at the end. When they would start going, doing that bullshit and coming back.
Okay. That's what you feel? In other West Coast series.
Your man's about to get swept, nigga.
Yeah, man. Anthony Edwards said, hey, I'm the best two guard. Nigga. He said, I'm the best two guard in the NBA. I want to prove it over Brad and Devin Booker, and he is cooking.
I've been saying that, and yet you said I was lying.
Said what? Said he's the best two guard?
Best two guard.
When did you tell me that? Draft. Since he got drafted?
Yes. I said he was the best two guard since he got...
No, you said he was the best in the draft.
Hold up.
I'm going to say this because Rob said I don't give him his flowers. Rob was the first dude I knew on the Anthony Edwards wave. That is correct. That is a fact. If you want me to tweet it later, I can tweet it later. You did not say he was the best two guard at the beginning of the year. Or if you did, I said I think he could be the best American-born player in 2 years. I told you that.
I said 2 years is too long.
That is fair. And
what happens? He sent KD home in 4 games.
You see what Bradley Beal's like. I ain't never been swept. That ain't going to happen to me.
He said that he was a perennial playoff performer. Like, bro,
the big thing is
30 points winning 30 games. So
the Suns don't have a point guard, and it shows. KD's doing what he can, but Brad and
I said this in the beginning when they got him. The same way I told
you. Yeah, they should have got.
I said the Suns needed the point guard this whole time. I said the Clippers needed a real point guard this whole time. And no one listened to me while these teams tripped off season after season after season.
So the Clippers got James, but. Is that enough? Well, actually, James has been fine.
It's just that.
So there's that. And then what, Drew is the point guard for the Celtics?
Yeah, they finally got Drew out of there.
It's crazy because they got Bill, but they should have got John. If the Suns get John, I think that would have helped. But, you know, I think the Suns can win a game. But, yeah, this series is a wrap, bro. Anthony Edwards is showing, like, I'm here. He that dude, bro. And he wins this series. They're making it to the Western Conference Finals. For the first time since KG won the MVP, that's big. So there's that. I saw that.
Your man's is garbage.
He's not. Yeah, I kept trying to tell you
better than LeBron James. And how? How did that happen? If he gets swept, is he better than LeBron?
LeBron's been swept. So what does that mean?
I'm saying right now. First of all, we're not
talking about. He's been swept multiple times.
First of all, we're not talking about historically because there's no compare. He's not even in the same breath as LeBron James historically. Like, that man's barely a top 20 player all time, if we're being honest here. LeBron James is arguably the greatest. That's not even the same.
He's not barely a top 10, 20 player. He's not. You can't name 20 basketball players better than Kevin Durant. You can't. You really can't.
I said he top 20, so that would just mean
you said barely. It's not a barely.
Yeah, barely. He barely passed Dirk. He got two rings. That's Fugazi. Dirk 2011.
It's not Fugazi
more than them
because.
Bullshits.
Okay. And if that's what you feel, that's cool.
Now you're hating on Dirk now because he white.
I'm not. Because LeBron should have won that, but it's whatever. It wasn't Dirk's fault that they won. LeBron got strapped by J.J. Barea, bro.
Dirk beat Brandon Roy, Trailblazers.
Right.
Beat.
For sure.
Swept Kobe.
The Lakers. He did.
Smacked up Kevin Durant.
He did.
Okay, then. So stop acting like he just stumbled upon a finals
appearance. I didn't say that he wasn't fired.
You are a hater, bro.
I'm
your
not.
Man joined a 73-win team. That's the only two things he got ever since then and before
and
then.
And if it wasn't for KD joining that team, LeBron three-peats.
Cool, fam. But they didn't need Kevin
and
Durant.
LeBron would be
they
the could greatest. Have
got Paul George. They could have got somebody else. There was a different
tier. They got Paul George. You're looking at Paul George the same way. And the thing is...
No, I'm not. I'm looking at Kevin Durant like he literally blew a 3-1 lead to him, bitch niggas, and then joined a 73-win team. Stop.
It's cool,
your
bro.
Your man is fraud.
What
fraud.
We saw with the Warriors
he's
was
not
peak basketball.
King.
We're never going to see basketball like that ever again, bro. That stuff was
what?
Beautiful.
Y'all overrate that shit so much. It was not no
bro.
Great basketball. I literally
Are
vividly remember them playing the Rockets in the playoffs, and you know what happened? They ran around shooting and missing, and then for four straight possessions, they passed it to Kevin Durant at the top of the key, and he shot four straight jumpers and hit them. Because you know why? That shit was no perfect basketball. They were like, Kevin Durant, save me right now. Like, shut the fuck
do you,
up, man. Y'all
who do you think was
lying.
Better, the Warriors or the Big Three in Miami?
You said who?
Who was better, the Warriors or the Big Three in Miami?
And if the best Miami team played, you talking about the Kevin Durant Warriors?
Yes, KD Warriors versus the Big Three in Miami.
I'd pick Miami.
Nah, it's the Warriors. It's
because LeBron's just better than everybody on that team. LeBron okay. was doing them niggas in 2018. He gave them 50 points. You remember Miami LeBron?
Maybe I do forgot. Remember. Miami LeBron didn't want Kevin Durant smoke.
Miami LeBron.
And this KD is
was
better.
So good that he looked and said, I will allow you to do whatever you want, and I will still beat you in five.
He let Shane Battier die for his sins.
He was
bro.
Cool. He was like, yo, max out, KD. Do you fit in the damn? And he beat him in five.
That LeBron isn't stopping 2017, 2018 Kevin Durant.
First of all, they're not stopping that LeBron in any way, shape, or form or fashion. Do you remember Dwayne okay. Wade in his prime? And then?
Yeah. Dwayne Wade gonna run around and with Steph and Clay all day? That's not happening, bro.
They got Mario Chalmers. And you
Mario
can
Chalmers
laugh, but Mario Chalmers was a perimeter
Mario
defender.
Chalmers would have been food, bro. He would have been guarding Clay, and he would have been food. Because D Wade,
if LeBron, if older, less athletic LeBron just switched them constantly and kept running to the paint on them and got 50 points, what do you think Miami LeBron would have done? You are disrespectful.
Get cooked by Kevin Durant. That's
you,
what? He would have got cooked.
You are a liar.
I'm not, but it's okay.
You are a liar. Your man's he's not past Hakeem.
No, okay.
No, he not. He passed. Okay. He passed. He not past Kobe.
No, that's fine.
Moses Malone got three MVPs and okay. a chip in the finals.
I think Kevin Durant's top 15. You said barely top 20. That's what I'm like.
Top 15?
Yes.
He's not better than Larry Bird. You think he better than Larry Bird? He got three MVPs in a row. You're a liar. You are a liar.
Okay, and Jokic could got three MVPs in a row. He about to get three out of four.
He got, yeah, and Jokic is going to be past Kevin Durant if he gets three MVPs in a row and another ring. And a final MVP. Yes. Sorry, buddy. It's over for you. Are you stupid?
Yeah, if Jokic wins this year, he's top 20. That's kind of crazy to say. But yeah, he'd be top 20.
Like, bro, it's the same way if Giannis could have went on a tail for with a title and a final MVP again. He'd have passed Kevin Durant too. Kevin Durant's resume
is amazing.
Is really yeah. strong. Like,
it's amazing.
Like, Kevin Durant is one of those. He's like he's in that 15 range where it's like it's hard
he's
to pass.
He's in that 12 to 15, wherever.
He's not in 12. That's insane. If I've got Kobe Bryant 10 to 12, then you're insane.
So is Steph in that top 10 or is he in the 10
he's
to 12?
He's past Kevin Durant.
Yeah. No, the fourth championship put him past KD for sure.
Like, and he probably 14.
Okay, like, then KD's like 15.
Kevin Durant passed Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to Zeke, but absolutely. Zeke ain't never been KD Zeke in
his beat Magic
life. And he gets a cookie. That's great.
Zeke He's not beat Kevin Jordan Durant. Three times.
Incredible.
Kevin Durant has done nothing outside of the Warriors, which was a stacked team.
He beat Tim Duncan.
All you did was cry and say, please, his turn was too big. He beat Tim Duncan in the finals?
In the Western Conference Finals. He beat Tim Duncan.
Okay, that's cool. That's a good one. What else did he do?
He averaged 33 in his first
finals. He lost. He got swept by the Celtics.
He did. It happened.
Like, a talented team, and they got swept.
You know how? What's his name? I forgot his name. That's how much I that fake shooter who had one job and folded.
Talking about Joe Harris?
Yeah, Joe Harris could kick a rock, bro. Like,
the man was that good? Then
if he was something, it's cool.
All I'm saying is, he got sketchy playoff success outside of Golden State.
But we gonna let Brad
and that's how he ended up in Golden State.
We gonna let Brad and D-Book just get away.
Bradley Beal's ass. I told you Bradley Beal was ass when he was ass. Okay, what about
Devin Booker? Devin Booker's
Bradley Beal ain't ever been shit. The best two and guard. I told you bitch ass niggas earlier.
What about Devin Booker? I said Devin
that
CP3
was the reason that they motherfuckers went to the finals, and y'all dick ate Devin Booker, told me he scored 70 points in a game, and he the next Mamba pain sippers. And then I told you, now that CP3 gone, they ain't winning shit. And what happened? They ain't winning shit. They about to blow this team up, and I win more shit. And they got no draft picks till I'm 46. Guess
who has their draft pick?
Fuck out of here.
We do. Just saying.
Y'all suck. Hey, y'all man. Don't use them on anybody important.
Okay, you say that. So Devin Booker is supposed to be the best two guard.
It's like when the Nets was
gets no blame.
Like was Dickie and all the draft picks they got for the Nets trade, and then they ultimately ended up with fucking Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and no fucking ring ever. Yeah, that treasure chest of picks meant nothing. Y'all ass too. And what'd you say? Devin Booker ain't shit. He be crying over double teams.
He do. But this is his assignment. Anthony Edwards is his assignment. No?
I already told you that Anthony Edwards was better than Devin Booker. Y'all told me I was a liar.
Okay, in the East, you got the Bucks and Pacers. Pacers up 2-1. And now Dame strained his Achilles. Giannis is still out. I had the Pacers winning this series because of Giannis. But if Dame's not there, Chris Middleton, the fake Batman that people thought he was. 2021
coaching job of Doc's career. Because see, here's the thing: Doc has overachieved with less talented teams. It's the fact that his talented team
after the
Celtics was out of their heyday, they overachieved. The when T-Mac lost to the Pistons and he got coach of the year, they were supposed to be the last team in the league, and they got to the playoffs. So he didn't succeed with the Clippers team after they had champions and after they had all-stars and all NBA players. Y'all disrespectful, bro. It's because y'all try to disrespect him when he had great teams and he ain't win. Okay, yeah, when he had the 76ers, they didn't win shit. When he did have Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, they didn't win shit. Like, he won one time in Boston. I'm just saying, he's had, when his team ain't loaded with superstar talent, he's got his team to show up and be competitive and win games that they weren't supposed to win. So
okay, cool.
I don't think they're going to beat the Pacers. But if they do, it's the greatest job in his career.
They're going to fold. Like
they're
I
not,
thought.
It's not fold. They're not good enough to beat them. If they got that's no the Dame bomb, and no Giannis, that's not folding.
Oh, well.
You are here.
I don't hate on the Bucks. I just die ain't.
You hate Doc.
So, do you have Boston winning this series? I don't think they're playing right now.
Boston?
Yeah, beating Miami. That's the other.
Yes! Miami ain't got nobody. They shouldn't have lost the game they lost. Bruh. Miami has consistently rolled up to whatchamacallit, to Boston, and their whole game plan has not been match them with talent. It's been calling them pussy and saying, yo, you just pussy. And they've been beating Boston for the last 2-3 years. Like, series are way closer than what they should have been every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, even when they lose, they win more games than they should. Like,
and then Knicks, Sixers. I got the Knicks. Then they're playing right now, and the Knicks are by one as we're recording. I have the Knicks in five. I think they win tonight, and then I think they win back in the Garden. And I hope we get a side talk NYC video, because whenever the Knicks win and we get the fan reactions, it's must-see television. So shout out to the Knicks. I think they hit their first Eastern Conference Finals since Patrick Ewing. And then I'm prepared to go on record saying Jalen Brunson is the best Knicks since Ewing if they do that. That's all I got.
I've been said that, though. Y'all tried to hate on my take.
All right, bro. You didn't say
you
that.
You can go back. I mean, you tried to say that, and I said it already. I moved him past Melo. You tried to, bro. You trying to.
No, if he gets to his conference finals, he's past Melo. We told Tyler. Tyler's like, nah, man. Melo's still better. I'm like, no, he's not.
Nah, man.
He's like, Melo didn't have a good team. I'm like, Melo had a fire team. He should have been.
Melo didn't have a fire team.
Melo had JR. You got Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler.
Jason Kidd was 72. Tyson Chandler is only good defensively. He is that.
You had Amon Shumpert and JR six man.
Amon Shumpert tore his ACL and was never the same as his rookie year.
All right, bro.
Am I lying? What?
Mellow fire, bro, but yeah.
Kenyon Martin was 72.
He was.
They didn't have a fire team. Amari was in and out the lineup.
This Knicks team not fire. They just win, bro.
This Knicks team is more talented than...
Nah, that team...
Jalen Brunson is fire. Talented. Dante, fire. Dante not better than J.R. Smith?
No.
We're not talking about talent-wise. We're talking about real.
He might be better than Shumpert. He's not better than JR.
He might be better than Shumpert. He was born better than Shumpert. Are you dumb?
Is Josh Hart better than JR? No. He's not.
Yes! Bro. Are you fucking stupid? Josh Hart is 20 times the defender JR Smith ever
been. I was going to say something crazy.
He gets seven rebounds a game.
I'm so glad I did. We might have to the podcast to another level. Okay. Because you say, are you stupid? I was going to say, yeah, I'm Jamal Charles, but nah. I don't know. Did you see the video?
You good, bro. Can you get 5 yards of carry for your career? Fuck you, bro. Don't be disrespecting Jamal Charles ever again.
Ed hit me. Was like, bro. He was like, why they let him do that, man? I was like, I didn't know he couldn't read. But
there's a reason why we didn't know he couldn't read.
I never knew that. But yeah, five is a carry. Is it only him, Barry Sanders, and Jim Brown with that those numbers? So the fact that young Chiefs fans were like,
I was like, what?
We're not disrespecting RP, but like, we're not doing that at the gym.
Barry Sanders is not dead.
No, they averaged 5 yards a carry, like their whole career. That's what I said.
I don't know. You said RIP. I thought you were talking about Barry Sanders.
I said to Jim Brown, bro.
Oh, I was like, Barry Sanders.
And then I was segueing it, saying, like,
the other day,
young Chiefs fans were like, yo, Pacheco, the best Chiefs running back. And it's like, did Jamal Charles not exist? Priest Holmes, dog? Larry Johnson?
The first name you said was Jamal Charles. He not better than Priest Holmes. He get 27 touchdowns in the year? No!
No, he did not. But he averaged 5 yards a carry his whole career. That means something.
He got a Super Bowl? No!
Nah. Priest didn't get one with Kansas City either.
I never said he did. I said, does he have one, period? Stop trying to change the goalposts. Fuck out of here.
You're saying that like he won one with Kansas City. He won one in Baltimore. Like
I asked a specific question for a specific answer, and you trying to bring another shit.
You pushing the goalposts like, oh yeah, he won a bowl. Like, fam, no, we know where he won the bowl. I created
the goalposts, and you chose to try to make them right. I threw them up. I didn't say if that was regulation or not.
But other than that, you know, shout out to NBA playoffs. Is there anything else you want to say to the people out there? Because we can wrap this up. Rod and listening on music. He don't like Party Next Doors.
I don't know that Party fine. Next Door.
Some good music, man.
Has he learned how to sing?
I like it. Again, if you like Party, you'll like it. You don't like Party, you're not going to like it. It's kind of that simple.
Isn't that with everybody? If you like so-and-so, then you don't like so-and-so.
No, I mean, there's some, like there's music where I'm like, nah, this made me, like, for example, like Childish Gambino. Oh, no, we don't even go that far. You I did not like Free Black. I've been a fan for a while now. But, for example, with Black, did not like Free Black at all. I listened multiple times. It didn't do anything for me.
Six Black.
Black. Yes. Now, East Atlanta Love Letter? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So that was good, then.
That was good. And I've been a fan ever since. I don't go back to Free Black. That album did nothing for me. It wasn't good to me. So you could drop something and be like, eh. So that's all I got.
I think everything Party's ever dropped was in.
I know. That's just never been your guy. And that's okay.
Your man's his buns.
He's not, but okay.
Okay, whatever, bro. I'm just saying, I don't... Hey, did we lose in the playoffs yet?
Did who lose in the playoffs?
The Capitals.
Did we get swept? We were down 3-0.
Damn. That's why I don't be checking in on the Capitals, because they never bring me any good news.
We weren't supposed to make the playoffs. So the fact that we made it is great, but we're not winning
this. I know, we wasn't supposed to make it. Then I looked and we was in the playoffs and I was hyped. And then we kind of asked him, like, come on, man.
Bro, I'm in the airport. I was literally, I'm eating. Yo, it's 0-0, bro. We got a chance. Finish eating. How we down 3-0? Like, it was just 0-0.
Nah, 0-0 is crazy. The 3-0 is wild. Like,
in 5 minutes, it wasn't even, bro. It wasn't like it was like two quarters. It was 5 minutes that happened. Nothing you can say, man. But we got 12 people viewing us. Appreciate you guys again. Shout out to the Commanders. Raise hell. That's the name of the episode.
We the best team in the league. I already told y'all. I've been said that we the best team in the league, so we not the best team. We got the number 2 pick, and we used them Jaden Daniels. I told y'all he was going to win the Heisman. He won the Heisman. And I said he was going to be our quarterback. And he our quarterback. We didn't have to give up the farm like we had to get RG3.
Correct.
At number 2. We here. We nailed the draft. Y'all bitches, y'all scared.
They Giants are, bro.
Ass.
Nah, they the Giant.
Giants are ass. Daniel Jones is still the quarterback. Stop lying.
True, real rap. I think where we're headed, the NFC is going to be like the 80s. And people think I'm crazy, but hear me out. In the 80s, the power players were the Niners, the Bears, us, and the Giants. The Niners are lit. The Bears about to be fired, bro. The Giants are here, dog. And then it's us. I'm telling you, I see the play. So when it happens, I didn't say it was going to be Daniel Jones. I'm just saying they're going to be it, bro.
Right.
It's either him or Drew Lock. I'm telling you. Hey.
You think Drew Lock the answer?
I'm telling you, the Giants is who. Like I was telling my coworker, who he from New York. He a Giants fan. I'm like, I'm not afraid of Philly anymore. We can beat Philly. We can definitely beat Dallas. The Giants, no matter how good we are or bad we are, we can't beat.
Coleman can find a way to block Thibodeau, or what's his name? Is his name Thibodeau?
Yeah. And they got Brian Burns. Bro, they got him. That matters,
dog. We just have to block that nigga number five.
We need to block Brian Burns, too.
He's always sacking whoever we have back there.
Bro, they got a good team, dog.
They still got Daniel Jones.
For only one more year, then they could cut him. You're right, but they got a running back I like. They got Devin Singletary, who's cool, but they got another running back that I like. He cool. Singletary's cool. He not amazing. He cool. He not cool now.
No, he ass.
He's not trash, bro.
Oh, well, he showed up last year for the Texans.
That's what I'm saying. He cool. Yeah, he not.
He had a solid year last year, but
again, he's cool.
I'm gonna look up his numbers. They're gonna be way worse. They're gonna be. It's gonna be like
he did with Buffalo. He's a cool running back, bro.
He did what?
He played with Buffalo before.
I know he played with Buffalo. We're trying to flex your football.
He's cool. I'm not saying. I didn't say he was elite, and he said he was nice. He cool.
Devil Singletary never cracked 1,000 yards. Last year, he had 898 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Cool.
At best. He all right.
Exactly. He cool. Like, he... I ain't say he was elite.
Who's their quarterback? I mean, who's their running back other than him? They draft somebody?
They got a dude from Purdue, Tyrone Taylor Jr. He's pretty good.
They got a running back named Tyrone. Yeah, they might win the NFC East.
they did all right, man. That's all I'm saying. The Giants are solid. Cowboys, they improved their line. That's about it. And then Philly got corners. Shout out to Cooper DeJean, man. They got a white corner in Philly. That should be fun.
Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Tyrone Tracy.
5'11", 200. He's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, bro. That don't mean nothing. They don't draft. Bro, running back didn't get drafted to the third round pretty much.
Yeah, it probably tell you something about the running backs.
There's a lot of good running backs that went late. Name Aaron five. Jones was a sixth-round pick. Okay. He not cold?
Yeah, Aaron Jones.
I hope not, because I don't want to have to hate him. But yeah, I think he's going to be all right.
Terrell Davis got drafted. Like, bro, shut up.
I wasn't going to go Terrell Davis. Far back. Yeah, there's some good backs, man. So, I'm interested to see, like, how the season play out. I can't wait for training camp. I can't wait to watch a lot of like YouTube highlights of certain people to see what they've done. Yeah, we're gonna be straight, bro.
Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury. Shout out to Dan Quinn.
Shout out to Dan Quinn. Shout out to Adam Peters. Let Adam cook. He cooked, bro.
We got some players, so we better look good.
Yeah, man.
I'm tired of this shit.
All we gotta do is.
It'd be week six, and we'd be like, bro.
Bill promise, and then we just go from there, bro. We going to be straight. Our schedule's going to be tough. We play the NFC, the AFC, AFC North. It's going to be tough.
They're going to beat the shit out of us.
They not.
Well, I mean, we can really beat three of the teams for sure. Like, we can beat the Browns. We can definitely beat the Steelers.
We can beat the Bengals.
Wait, who the Steelers got? Don't they got Justin Fields and Russ?
And Russ, yeah.
That should be interesting, but we could beat them. And the Bengals, yeah, we could beat the Bengals too, but they got a good team. Oh, they ain't got Joe Mixon no more, though.
Ding, ding, ding.
And he didn't want to get traded.
Another ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, we could beat them. We just got to survive the Ravens game.
We're going to be fine, bro. I'm telling you, man. We're going to be straight.
All our best players need to just fake an injury that week. We just forfeit the game.
Nah, bro. We going to be hitting people. It's going to be dope. We about to be a physical defense. I might draft us in fantasy this year. We're going to get turnovers, bro.
Yeah, because that's what we get.
Look at Dan Quinn's last, like, four defenses.
Look at our last 22 defenses.
Dan Quinn specializes in defenses. We gonna be straight, bro.
We got a lot of people that specialize in defense and then lead the turnovers.
Ron Rivera ain't called a defensive play in 15 years.
Yeah, Jack Del Rio
had the nerve to be taking interviews. Like, that's freaking ridiculous, dog. Philly really was going to take him as a DC. And I was like, go ahead and take Ron, bro.
Did he get hired somewhere?
No, he's an analyst for ESPN.
Really?
Yeah. He's been on a press tour, too.
What press tour?
Nah, he was like on Undisputed. He was
talking about what? How he failed?
He was on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast and stuff. Like, he been around. I'm serious. You think I'm laughing? Like,
the fuck did he got to say that's interesting?
He's a Super Bowl champion. Nah, Jay Gruden's. I don't understand why we still listen to him as a fan base. It makes no sense, bro. Jay Gruden need to get a life. At least Ron Rivera.
Jay Gruden when we hired credential. Jay
But like, it doesn't make sense. Like, Jay Gruden still calling this local radio, giving opinions. You didn't win anything for us. If Joe Gibbs did that, cool. You know why Joe Gibbs won us 3 Super Bowls? That makes sense. What did Jay Gruden do, bro? At least Ron Rivera is a Super Bowl champion. Like,
not with us, though, but yeah.
In general, what did Jay Gruden do? He won a division in 2015. Ooh. Okay. Thank you for drafting Terry, Payne, and Allen. But, like, nah, I'm cool. But yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Y'all be blessed and safe. Till the next time.
3 more wins, baby.